when U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar was in Dayton to attend a listening session on opioids at Bridget's Path in Kettering. That's an inpatient care facility for mothers addicted to opioids and their newborns. Following the morning discussions with local stakeholders and officials, Azar reaffirmed the Trump administration's commitment to fighting the opioid crisis. Here's some of what he had to say.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you, everyone, for joining us here today. I first want to begin by thanking Bridget's Path, the organization, and in particular, Jill Kingston, for hosting us and really sharing the miracle of what they are doing here. You know, Jill, the work that is happening here, it's just unbelievable. If I could, I'd nominate you for sainthood. Just the life-changing power of what I got to see today, unbelievable. The impact on one young lady who she and her seven-week-old daughter are in the program here, and just to see the transformation in her life, the spirit she's got, the strength she's got, the future she's going, I'm confident she and her daughter are going to have. Just moved me to tears. It was unbelievable. And I'd also like to thank Cindy Swofford, who has just been here in Ohio and on the national stage a tireless advocate for the children of this epidemic. So thank you, Cindy, for everything that you've done and keep doing. The stories that I was privileged to hear from the young woman I mentioned before, from teenagers who are themselves suffering from and who have suffered from this addiction, who've had their brothers stolen from them, their parents stolen from them, their grandparents stolen from them, just unbelievably powerful. These voices help inform everything that we do at the federal level to try to help our states and our localities, the people that are on the front lines of this war. We're here today because President Trump has made the opioid crisis a top priority for all of his administration, including the Department of Health and Human Services. But he's made it also a particular priority to listen to those that are on the front lines here in the state, at the local level, to understand how we can help you. The crisis has hit hard in the Midwest and in Ohio in particular. My home state of Indiana, where I came from this morning, saw a 23% increase in drug overdose deaths in 2016, while here in Ohio, we've seen a 30% increase. We work closely with communities that have been particularly hard hit by this crisis, including cities and towns across Ohio. We're also tackling specific health challenges presented by the epidemic, like the heartbreaking challenge of infants who are born dependent on opioids. HHS is focused on this challenge and how best to treat neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS, and support mothers and infants who are struggling with it. The National Institutes of Health, for instance, has launched a new effort last year to support clinical trials regarding NAS, and our mental health agency recently released treatment guidelines for working with postpartum women. Much more on all these fronts is needed. And we're going to take what we've heard today and what we've learned today and bring it back to our work as we drive forward. I just want to say again from the bottom of my heart, thank you again for having me here today. And thank you for sharing your stories. America needs to hear these stories, your stories, just as you have done here in your community. As a country, we've got to step up and support each other and heal each other together.
U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar in Kettering on Friday. At the event, Bridget's Path Executive Director Jill Kingston highlighted the center's accomplishments in the few months that the organization has been operating at the South Dixie Drive facility. Bridget's Path is a privately funded organization, and Kingston said she hopes that one day the center will be eligible to become a Medicaid-approved facility. Here's what Azar had to say when asked about Medicaid expansion.
Yep. So, that is so important that I've gotten to learn today about the challenges here of reimbursement. Of course, Medicaid is a program run by the states that we fund our share of from the federal government. So at the end of the day, the state does decide its priorities for funding of different types of programs, but we certainly would want to work with the states to ensure that the money that we have to offer is available to help with proven programs that can work to help on health care throughout this crisis. We've got, for instance, a program right now where for inpatient opioid addiction treatment, where there's a statute dating back decades that was part of trying to a well-meaning effort to try to keep from putting individuals with mental illness in these big institutional facilities. And so it said that we can't pay for any mental health care inside of an institution that has more than 15 beds. Well, that is a barrier to the substance use disorder treatment that we need, that needs to be available for inpatient. And so we have actually offered waivers to states to allow that and expand the use of Medicaid funds in those institutions for substance use disorder inpatient treatment. So we're working with states to progress on that.
And we have one final comment from U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar in Kettering on Friday. Here's what he had to say about the first medical marijuana site in the state being built in Yellow Springs. Specifically, he was asked about medical marijuana's role as an alternative pain reliever to opioids.
Well, I would want to emphasize first, there really is no such thing as medical marijuana. We have treatments that are approved by the Food and Drug Administration that are safe, that are proven to be safe and effective for pain, safe and effective for other conditions. There is no FDA-approved use of marijuana, a botanical plant. So just want to be very clear about that. Now, we are devoting hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of research at our National Institutes of Health as part of the historic $13 billion opioid and serious mental illness program that the President and Congress are funding. Over $750 million just in 2019 alone is going to be dedicated towards the National Institutes of Health working in a public-private partnership to try to develop the next generations of pain therapies that are not opioids, as well as to develop the best evidence around alternative ways of treating pain that do not involve opioids. So that's where our focus is. Thank you. Yes.
That was U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar in Kettering on Friday, where he attended a discussion on opioids and heard about the situation it's created here in the Dayton area. I'm Jerry Kenney. This is WISO Weekend.